welcome into the iPhone Users Group for VIPConduit.com on November 6, 2024. I'd like to open up the discussion by talking about Seeing AI. They have raised the bar once again with the new features that they rolled out. With Seeing AI, you can now get it to describe videos or pictures. So how you do this, how you access it, is you double tap on the menu in the Seeing AI app. It'll bring up Browse Photos. You select the photo that you want. You just double tap on the photo and you hear that do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, that noise that indicates that it's recognizing, and then it'll read the description to you. I think that's pretty cool. I had it read a screenshot earlier, and then it gave me the option to delete the photo. I thought, oh, that is awesome.
Oh, I have to try that out. Sounds neat. But it'll do a video as well. That's interesting.
I know. The PixieBot is the only other app that I know of that will do a description of any kind of video. So for seeing AI, they really are, you know, stepping up their game with that. Plus, it also, now this is a really neat thing, because I get PDFs from work a lot. So this also will read a PDF document. I think that's also pretty cool, because used to, I could just load it into First Step Reader, which used to be KNFB Reader, and it would read it. But now Seeing AI has stepped up to the plate. Thank you, Seeing AI.
I know I used it last week. We had a power outage here, and everything went, my internet, my phone, my cable, and everything. And when the power came back, my internet, phone, and cable still was not back. And I did all the things that they tell you to do. And I was able to sit here across the room with Seeing AI and point it toward my TV when I turned it on, just to see if it was telling me, because I have Spectrum and they've been doing maintenance and all sorts of things. And so I thought, maybe they're giving me a message that it's not going to be able to work or whatever. And it really did. It read all the stuff, you know, preparing for your Spectrum experience and all this other kind of stuff. And it really worked very, very well for stuff. And like I say, I was sitting across the room just pointing the camera at my TV, so you can be at a little bit of a distance, and it's probably better that you are, that it told me what was going on. I did end up having to have a person from Spectrum come out here, because it was my equipment that was not coming back. But just to initially hear what was going on, it was really neat.
That is neat, yeah. I use Be My Eyes when I'm working on computers. A lot of times, if I need to know something's on the screen, especially during a Windows setup, such a handy little app.
Yeah, and the fact that it's free is just icing on the cake. I don't know if anybody has fooled around with Photos or not, but when I go into the Photos app and I want to recognize it with, you know, Be My Eyes or something like that, I cannot find the share button. Is there another way, or am I missing something? Do I have to double tap on something else to get the share button to appear? Does anybody know?
I can't remember. You know, I've done these things, Cheryl, but sometimes I can't remember what I've done. I fool around until I get what I want, and then it's gone.
Wait. You know, and also, I've got another thing on my phone that nobody else seems to have. I can't figure out how I got it activated, and it just drives me mad. It's called, it's a nav bar, N-A-V-B-A-R, I guess. And it's always there, seems like, and I don't know how to get rid of it. I thought by updating, well, I'm still on 17, but I think it's pretty safe to go ahead and update to 18. So I'll probably do that in the next time I have some time to do it.
Wouldn't be on like display or anything like that.
I've got live caption that's always on my phone lately. I don't know where that came from, whether it's an app I installed or what, but it's on the home screen.
Well, that's an accessibility. I saw live caption in there somewhere under accessibility.
I guess I'll have to check and see what it does or how to use it. Probably is a live caption, but find out how to use it.
I'm going to go look for that display and just to see if it's something like that, because that's a good suggestion, Mark.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, and then there, if it wasn't a nav bar, I think it would say speaking bar or something like that, and I don't have it now. Somehow I got rid of it, but I don't know where it came from, and I don't know how I might have had that in 17 and it went away in 18 or something. I don't remember.
In the meantime, does anybody have any questions or have anything they'd like to discuss?
I just have a gripe. Well, you know, 18 fixed a lot of problems I had on my phone, but I'm still having a problem with my messages. It still cuts me off when I hardly ever send text messages anymore. I do everything audio messages. And a darn thing keeps cutting me off. I can't. I try to talk without taking a breath, and it's hard sometimes. But if I take just a very short breath, it cuts it. You know, it wants to send it. And I got it on the extended. They had three different levels, and I got it on the longest one. It doesn't seem to make a difference.
Well, yeah, that's what I was just going to suggest. It's still doing that to you, huh?
I have a question.
All right, Susie.
Okay. When you're in settings and some other things, it'll say switch button on. Does that mean it's already on, or you need to tap to turn it on?
Usually if it says on, it's on. So if you want to turn it off, you would double tap that on. And it should say off.
Okay, gotcha.
I still have issues with that whole thing of trying to go line by line in a text format, as well as when I'm using the YouVersion Bible. Or, no, what is it? I'm using an app that has audio settings. I think it is the YouVersion Bible plans or whatever, and it has the picker item, you know, adjustments on the play button if you want to rewind it, if you want to fast forward it, and somehow when you do that it just doesn't seem to take those adjustment things to either swipe up to make it go, I think it's swipe up to rewind and swipe down to forward or whatever, because sometimes if they want you to look up stuff, you need it to repeat where it wants you to look up. And it's a lot of those little adjustment things. Like I say, like the characters come in all right, but lines, even going word by word sometimes in a thing, those things don't seem to work as well as they used to.
Well, I don't know if that's app specific. So I tend to think that, some apps are just designed to work a certain way. Hey, Hank, welcome in.
There's a hankster.
Hello, everybody. Beautiful day here, 78 degrees. I was outside cleaning up some leaves.
Oh, it's beautiful here. I spent about an hour out in the swing while I did things.
Well, we got 70 degrees for New York State. That's not bad.
Yeah, we got 68 here. It's absolutely gorgeous. Another thing I noticed within the Instacart app, and you just kind of have to know, I guess, that that's what you do. But they do have an issue with, you know, you can put things in your shopping cart, but when you want to go, and I haven't really fully figured this out yet, if you sit in one sitting and you do your shopping all at once, it goes into one particular shopping cart. But say you throw a couple things in there and then you stop and maybe wait till later or the next day or something and you think of a few other things before you place your order, it sets up a second cart. And it never used to do that. And then when you try to put things all back together into one cart for one order and you want to review what's all in that cart, it'll say so many items in your cart. And I think what you have to do is double tap on that number of how many items. There is no actual button that says view cart. If it does, if there is a button, it's still just the number of items before you actually see what those items are to review before you do your order. So it's all this playing around that you seem to have to do lately because there are no buttons for everything or they're not labeled or whatever.
Well, I know one of the grocery stores, Kroger's here, they have two different delivery services. They have their own where you get your groceries the next day, and then they have one that's Instacart. And it's a little hard to figure it out because that's happened to me. I've had groceries in two different carts, so I have to listen closely and make sure I get them into the Instacart. Go to where it says delivery or pickup. And that's the one I want.
Yeah, Susie, that's the way it is here too. And I think you're right. I think that's, if you go into Instacart and it says Kroger delivery now, then that's the one kind of cart, I guess. But if you want to do your order and delivery later, that's where the differentiation sometimes can be confusing when you start putting items in your cart. You have to watch that.
Is this the Walmart app that you're talking about?
It's the Instacart, the actual Instacart app. And yes, you can choose Kroger's. You can also choose Walmart, several stores, depending on, you know, what they've got in your area.
Well, they keep changing and updating these apps, and when they do, sometimes they break something and then they fix it later on. But in the meantime, it's a struggle to, you know, it's like, okay, what do I have to do now?
Oh, well, now I don't do mine on the phone. I do mine on the computer, but I know that's what happens there. And I didn't realize there were, well, I knew that I had landed in two carts one time, but I just found out that if you don't do the Instacart one, and there's one that they deliver the next day, and you don't have to pay for that. My son-in-law's mother, that's the one she does, because she will not pay Instacart. She's rich as all get out.
Well, I don't like to pay delivery fees because by the time you pay service fees and tip, it's not as cost effective as if you just got a cab and went in there and got it yourself.
Well, she wants to tie up her son's whole weekend going and doing all of her grocery shopping for instead of having it delivered. So that's what makes us so upset.
Ah, I see. Well, I must say, I love having the groceries delivered. Now, I've had Shipt since about 2015 to me. Before that, I would have to go to the grocery store, wait for somebody to recognize that I was actually a human being in need of help, and then assist me around the store, which was not always productive. Sometimes you got what you wanted, and sometimes you got something else. But Ira, and shipped was the beginning of my not having to go to the store and shop that way. It was very liberating.
Oh, I understand very well. And I guess that's why I don't mind the Instacart fees or whatever, because put up against a cab driver to and from in a tip, it's a steal.
This is very true. It's very true. So, yeah, but I always, like, when we do a Walmart order, I always select the whatever the earliest free delivery is, because I'm like, it's not an emergency. I can, you know, I'll be all right until it gets here. 3-4 hours later, I'm good with that. So, but I save a lot of money doing that. And the tips, generally, I give them $7 because they're not really doing the shopping. All they are is bringing it to you.
Well, I have free shipping with Instacart, too. You have a, you know, a monthly fee. And, of course, if you're with Walmart, you have a fee there, too.
Well, if you buy the, I think if you get the Walmart Plus, it's actually cheaper to do it that way, because you make, with each order that you make, you're making it back. So, say, if you do 3 orders a month, that's almost $30 right there against your membership fee.
Well, I have the Ship app on my phone, too. And in fact, when I was having some trouble with Instacart, I looked at it because I am debating my subscription. I pay the annual fee for Instacart now. And I'm debating which is better, Shipt or Instacart, or whether, like you say, you just go with the delivery service that the particular store has. Like Kroger has its own. And I guess, you know, you're saying Walmart. Now, the Walmart, the only way I've used Walmart is through Instacart. And I've been hearing pros and cons about how accessible the Walmart app itself is if you were to do it that way. So I'm trying to figure all that out, because my Instacart thing comes up at the end of the year or something like that.
Well, I kind of cheat on the Walmart app. I have it. I've logged into it. I've been able to, like, do some things with it. But for the most part, no. So I just get my list together and call Ira. I kind of cheat on that.
I use it all the time, the Walmart app. For the most part, I really don't have too much trouble with it. It's a little clunky sometimes. Like, if you really want to zero in on something, and, you know, I've got several items in my favorites, and they're all in categories. And sometimes you can go down the categories if you turn the rotor to headings, and sometimes you can't. It'll go so far, and then it won't anymore. And that can be a little cumbersome and take a little bit of time, but generally speaking, I usually end up having 15 to 20 items in an order. And to put those together from my items and check out, the process usually takes me 15 minutes at the most.
Well, that's pretty good. I haven't gotten to that point where I could probably pull from my items, because we generally get the same things, you know, time after time. So I could probably pick stuff off the my items list and put it in the cart.
Yeah, that's the one thing that makes me hesitate changing, because I have a huge list of those buy it again items on Instacart. And it's real easy to just whip through those. And yeah, do I need that? Yeah, do I need that? You know, and the thought of having to type all those in or do searches, or I know it's quick because, you know, you can dictate and all that kind of stuff. But that the thought of that kind of holds me back a little bit, too.
Yeah, on the Shipt app, there is also, once you purchase something, there's also a buy it again. But I'm very, very disappointed to report that Costco is no longer on Shipt, and I was very disappointed to see that. So I don't know what the reason behind it was, but there's things that we used to get from there that we are going to miss.
Well, their own Instacart.
I may have to visit that. I do pay for the annual, but I'll have to visit that when I get back to Florida.
How much is Instacart for a year?
I think it's about $99 a year. I think most of them are, like Walmart, Shipt, Instacart, they're all pretty much the same.
Yeah, they're $99 a year or $9.99 a month.
Yeah, I heard, I've heard the best, reports on Instacart from all of them. I heard they're about the best.
Other than the fees, they're pretty good. I've used them. One thing I do like that I don't like about Walmart, but I do like about Shipt and Instacart is the ability to communicate with your shopper. You can't do it with Walmart because Walmart and your delivery person are not the same.
Well, you can't do it with Instacart if your text sound doesn't work. That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, Walmart frustrates me because there is, you can call, there's an 800 number you can call if you have an issue. But I haven't found the customer service people to be real friendly. And I don't know. It's just, to me, it's not the greatest. But, and the other thing is you fill in a form for a certain instruction and they don't seem to follow it. It's almost like they don't read those things.
Well, Linda Miller, she called their disability number, well, I think it's a senior number, the other night, and she had her list of groceries, and Walmart was able to fix her up, so she got groceries the next day.
Oh, I think we need to get that number and share it.
Yeah, I didn't know there was such a thing.
I think Lou was the one that sent it to her, and she sent it to me, so I'll check and find it and let you know. I'll look right now.
I know Hank had a tip to share. You want to talk about that, Hank?
Let me see if I remember all the steps. It's not a, that's a good tip, but I think it's only for iOS 18 because I was looking on my phone and I think Cheryl was looking on her phone. It's for people who have issues with a Siri following up. So say you ask it to, whatever, the weather or something about an artist. It starts answering you and then VoiceOver will start trying to read what's on the screen. Siri thinks you're trying to ask it something else. And so Siri clears the screen and starts listening to what's being said when you're not done reading. So you want to go into Settings, Accessibility, Siri, and what is it called? I don't have it in front of me right now. I'm just going to use the, I'm going to paraphrase. Must use Siri to interrupt, which means you have to either press the button or say, hey, Siri, for her to listen to you again. And she won't be listening as soon as she gives you an answer.
Somebody sent a thing out about that on the iPhone users list last week. So if it's still in your email, you might be able to find it.
Yeah, I seen that. I think Parker sent it out. I see somebody put it in the TT folder also, TTP folder.
Okay, I didn't know you're part of it. Yeah, it's in the TTB folder. That's exactly what I'm referring to. I think Eric put it in there, but I don't know who sent it out originally. But yeah, I did get an email about it, but yeah, same one.
I get those emails from David. What's his face? I can't remember. But I think he's the one that originally sent it out, then we forward it from there. But yeah, I tried that. Doesn't help. I still get interrupted or get cut off sometimes. Not as bad as I did.
I wonder what causes that. I wish I had a solution to that. I don't have that problem. I mean, when I say to, you know, this person send a message, I don't really talk that fast, but it waits and lets me talk, and then it pauses, and then it'll repeat what I just said and then say ready to send it.
Does that have anything to do with, like, having it set to have to say, "Hey Siri," and then she starts to listen or whatever? Because I don't have that set. I don't have it to do that. And I know I did see that email too, and I've turned that setting on. And for me, it seemed to be a little better when you were dictating a text and not rushing you, and then reading back what you said in your text.
Well, a couple weeks ago, I had posted, sent an email with the instructions on how to, and a bunch of other things, how to make Siri listen longer. So if you hesitate, she still keeps listening for a longer period of time. There's like default longer and longest. The one I'm talking about, it does have to do with Hey Siri a little bit. It's called a follow-up. So say you ask it, you know, what are some natural resources from Connecticut? Then she'll, you know, give you, bring up the answer and start to answer you. Like say, oh, in Connecticut, they have this, that, and the other thing. If VoiceOver starts reading, it automatically, Siri thinks you're talking to it. It automatically stops telling you what it says and wipes the screen clean for your next inquiry. So this setting is you have to say, hey, Siri, or press the home button or the side button to invoke Siri to interrupt it. If that setting's on, if VoiceOver starts talking, Siri's not listening and it won't cut it off.
So, yeah, check that, Siri, and turn it off if it's on.
Then again, I don't know how many people even have this issue. I just read it and thought I'd throw out the tip. And I believe that setting's only in iOS 18 because I could not find it on my phone.
No, I think I saw it on mine, and I've got 17.
Oh, I thought you said you couldn't find it earlier. And I forget where the other setting for dictation or the how long Siri or listens before it cuts you off. Because it's nothing like you're leaving a text message for somebody, you hesitate a second to think about what you're going to say, and it says, are you ready to send it? I'm like, I'm not done yet.
I've got the follow-up, Hey Siri, follow-up, I've got that off.
Yep, for.
Yeah, and if that's off, probably the thing I'm talking about with the interrupt is probably a non-issue anyway.
There was a thing where, what were you saying earlier about the Siri reacting and then clearing the screen? What was that? Will you hush, Siri?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the make Siri have to use, I forget how it's worded, must use Siri to interrupt. I'll look it up in a second. Yeah, some people have a problem that you ask Siri something and then VoiceOver starts talking. So interrupt Siri and Siri clears your screen. So, you know, your answer that it just pulled up, whether it be a recipe or something, goes away and then Siri starts listening. But I think only very few people have that problem.
I had that problem in 17, but since I put 18 in, that problem went away. But the problem I have now is I do a lot of voice messaging. I'd rather do that than text. And like you said, if you take a breath, it thinks you're done. And I've got mine on the longest, so but it's not making any difference at all. I've tried all three of them, and it doesn't change, so I don't know. I just have to talk real fast with all it's crazy.
How do you update to 1800 or whatever?
Okay, you go into settings under general, and then you flick to software update, double tap there, and that's where you'll find it.
Yeah, once you tap on general, I think it's you just swipe once to the right, and you see software update.
Okay. Hank, I asked this question before you came in, and anyway, whatever I've tried, it doesn't work. My text messages, you know, normally you get a sound when it comes in, and all of a sudden mine has quit doing that. Do you have any idea what I might have turned off or what I might want to check?
I would go back into sounds and maybe change your text message sound to something else and change it back. I've heard a lot of people, well, some people complain on this on Facebook about they're not getting their sounds, but I'm not really sure what it's due to. I would try that. I would make sure you didn't accidentally turn on like something like Do Not Disturb or Focus. But I'm not really sure why it does that. But those are my suggestions anyway.
Oh, well, all of a sudden I started seeing Do Not Disturb, and I don't know where that came from. So if that's popping up, do I need to double tap on that?
Yeah, maybe. Or you can try asking Siri to turn Do Not Disturb off. See what she says.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, and when you do that, even though you know you've had it on and you're turning it off, just like, it's already off. And when you turn it, you want to turn it, it's already on. It's kind of snarky.
She can be, yeah.
She just did it. Thank you. So does somebody mind sending me a text to see if it works?
I'll send you one, Susie.
The one thing that I have happen is I get the sound when there's a text, but I don't often, whether there's a delay in when I get my texts or whether it depends on where it's coming from. I know I have a friend that has a track, I guess it's a track phone, and I don't know what the messaging format is for that. But she always gets bent out of shape because a lot of times I don't get her messages right away. And she's one of these people that, you know, wants you to answer right away. And I don't know if it's that if sometimes I don't have my focus on my phone. I may have it, you know, sitting on the phone app or on the mail app or something else, not on the messages app per se. And I've never really known it. That made a lot of difference. But yeah, there are times, and then I'll go and read the notifications when you turn your phone on, you know, from the lock screen, and then it'll have like three or four notifications that I didn't hear as they came in.
Sometimes now, I had this problem a long time ago, and I don't know if that's relevant to today's software, but I had unpinned this particular person, and they were sending me messages, and I didn't get them. So they were always wondering, well, why didn't you get my message? I said, well, I didn't, you know. So anyway, the person was muted. I don't know how that happened. It was probably, you might want to look at that, make sure that they're not muted.
What does that whole pinning thing mean? What does that do?
I believe that just, say you get like 10 messages from 10 different people. If you have, say, your daughter or boyfriend or somebody pinned, they stay at the top. It doesn't, they don't stay in the chronological order. Like say your daughter, whatever, son, message you first out of the 10 people, they're going to be 10 messages down. They'll be at the top instead of the 10th message.
Yep, it prioritizes, the just like Hank said. And I just got a message back. Was that you, Susie?
Yes. My grocery list will probably be very interesting.
I sent you one, too. Did you get it?
So did your sound go off?
Do you want to send it or change it?
Send it. Yes, I got it from you too, Terry. I was in the process of sending yours when I was answering Cheryl on the thing.
Yeah, I got it.
Now, when I just sent her the message, I just said, hey, S, I want to send a message to Susie. And it said, what do you want to say? And I just said, hey, Susie, I hope your message bell rings. And it just waited and said, about, well, not quite 5 seconds, but then it said, ready to send it? And I said, yeah. It read it back to me, and then it said, ready to send it.
Did you change your dictation time to longer or longest? That might be why I hesitated. That's what it's supposed to do anyway.
No, I have mine on default. Did you try putting yours on default, Terry?
Yeah, I tried them all. Is there a different one, audio or text? Is there two different ones or just the same one?
Well, have you tried sending a text and seeing if it works that way or does it cut you off when you send a text? Because I sent her, let me try an audio. Hold on.
I don't think it affects the audio because you're recording, you're not dictating. It's not, you know, turning your words into text. It's just recording. Yeah. I haven't sent an audio message in a long time, so.
How do you set it up to pin people and prioritize their messages like that?
Basically, when you're in a messages app, in the main list where, you know, all your texts on that person's, at least that's how I do it. If you can go into contact, I don't know. Just swipe down. I think the very first option is pin. And then I think the next option is, I forget. I think it's mute. But yeah, I think the first option down. But you just swipe up or down until you hear pin. Double tap on it. And then if you swipe up or down again, it'll say unpin.
I just sent Susie a message, and I just talked very slowly, and, you know, and it let me say everything I had to say, and then I paused about 3 seconds, and goes, send it? And I go, yeah.
And you have 18.
No, but you were having the trouble with 17, were you not?
Not with that. I had trouble with 17 cutting me off when I was, trying to send a message or something, like Hank was talking about a few minutes ago. But I haven't had that problem since I went to 18.
Well, I'm still on 17, and it's not giving me any issues there.
Well, see, I didn't have any problem with the audio message, sending messages on the 17. But I did it cutting me off, you know, sometimes. But, I don't know. It's strange. 18 is doing a lot better, though, so I'm kind of glad for that. If I can just get the audio thing taken care of.
Cheryl, I couldn't do anything with your voice message because Siri wanted to talk and the computer is talking, so it didn't take much to confuse me.
So if you just want to listen to it, you just double tap where it says audio file or whatever it says, and then it'll open that up and you should be see a play button.
Okay, thanks.
One idea when you're doing a text message, maybe even a voice message, that would be funnier on a voice message. Some people say just hold out your last syllable of what you're saying, you know, if you're thinking about it, instead of being quiet. You know, you could say, and then continue on, something like that. So you're keeping it active.
Oh, Hank, you're supposed to say,
okay. Maybe, I don't know.
That might work, Susie.
No, I said that because I've known so many people, they'll key up and they'll forget what they want to say and they'll say, and I'll
your tonsils look terrible.
That reminds me of the people that leave voice messages and it's like, hey, Hank, period. How you doing? Question mark.
I know people that do that. Hi, Mar.
I am terrible about remembering punctuation, except the few times that I do voicemail, I think I always put punctuation in and I get finished. I'm like, why in the world?
Although with the new even 16, I think I'm on. Am I still on? I think I'm still on iOS 16 because I couldn't update. With the updates to them, I believe it automatically does punctuation for you. You can turn it off if you want. I think it's on by default. But it'll here I go doing it. It'll put in the punctuation for you, at least what it thinks it should be doing. Sometimes it puts a comma in a weird place.
I remember a few weeks ago I was talking about my keyboard and how when I typed, I used to get key echo on. Well, I was going through settings earlier and I saw where there is a hardware keyboard in there and it was set to nothing. So I set it to characters and words and I'm hoping next time I use the keyboard, it works.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, some people like to, like on the computer, I have mine set to none. I'm a pretty fast typer, though. But that little keyboard is cool, but it's a little tighter for me. So, yeah, I'd probably have it set to words or letters.
On my computer, sometimes mine is saying everything. And I thought, where did this come from? Because I hate it.
Well, you can do insert too. And I think it'll change it to characters, words, and nothing.
Well, no, I'll take that back. I like knowing what it's saying, but it's second guessing me and filling in stuff.
Oh, predictive text? I hate that. I turned it off.
Where do I turn that off? I know this is not computer class.
That would be a cherry question. I didn't know the computer had predictive text.
It does in some. I think that's more app by app than computer wide, as far as I know. Like in your browser, I think there, you'd have to go into your browser settings to like auto finish, like if you're typing a word or a website. Like me, I was looking for my through my bookmarks or for a VIP conduit, and I'm like, where did I put it? Because it. First, it puts it in recents, then it moves it to other, then the main list. I got to organize mine. So finally, I just hit Control L. I typed V, and it autofilled the REST IP conduit. And then I just hit Enter.
Okay. When I come over to VIP, when it asks for a password, I hit the letter B as in boy. And that does it. I don't know why, but somebody told me to do that. So it works.
Well, I also have mine to be auto-filled in. So I click on login. It takes me to the next page. I hit tab. It says my username. I hit tab again. If I left arrow, I hear star, star. And then I tap twice to log in. I don't even have to stop. I could just tap 1, 2, 3, 4 times and enter on login.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking about different places and things. I do almost everything on the computer. Sorry.
I'm talking the computer, too, because I'm on a computer right now.
Well, I'm kind of the opposite. I do most everything on my phone. But today I had to talk with Charles Schwab Company to do something with some kind of distribution thing. And oh my gosh, that man was so patient with me because I'm not really good on the computer, but he was willing and patient to walk me through what I needed to do. And shoot, he hung in there and I got it done. That's amazing.
He better be nice with you. He's getting to play with your money.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is nice when you get somebody nice and they're patient. They're you know, they don't mind helping you and walk you through things. Or just taking it, you know, just being patient and answering all your questions.
Well, it's kind of neat now. I have it, you know, because my it's a retirement account, and it was in one company, and then they switched it over to Charles Schwab, and I did not have a username, password, or any of that. He walked me through all of that. That was amazing. So now I have it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I love it when I get somebody patient. Even a while back, I called Microsoft Accessibility, and sometimes you get people that are just, I feel like all they know how to do is turn their computer on. But the guy was so, so patient, and it was just incredible to me.
And sometimes you have to school them a little bit. I remember calling Apple. It was my cable company. Their app was not working for me because, you know, a lot of things, it just said button, or like my phone says button. And she sent it to the tech guy. Then I talked to her again and she's like, no, it's showing, it's right there on the screen. You know, I'm like saying, but no, it's saying button. You're looking at it visually. Yeah, the text is there, but it's saying button. And she was not getting it. Finally, I said, take three fingers and triple tap on the screen. Her screen went black. Okay, I said, now use the app and tell me it's usable. She started swiping. All it said was button. She goes, oh, I see what you mean now. I had to make her turn the screen off for her to listen to me.
Good going.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you're right. You have to educate them to help us, so... All right, so we're coming to the end of the hour. Any last-minute comments or questions?
Thank you so much.
As always, it's a great, great class. Thanks for doing it.
Thanks much, Cheryl. And Hank, thanks for your assistance. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you all for coming. This was great today, and we'll be here in 2 weeks. Hope to see you. Otherwise, be there, or you know what, be square.